The Caribbean Today, a digital news panorama by the Latin American News Agency from Havana, Cuba. This is News on the Dot. Today is Monday, November 21, 2022. First Secretary of the Central Committee of the Communist Party of Cuba, Miguel Díaz-Canel, held talks in Moscow with Gennady Andreyevich, General Secretary of the Communist Party of the Russian Federation. In the context of the working agenda of his official visit to this nation, President Díaz-Canel thanked the Russian communists for their support to the Caribbean island in the fight against the economic, commercial, and financial blockade imposed by the United States. The Cuban head of state also conveyed to Andreyevich a fraternal greeting from Army General Raúl Castro, in which he acknowledged the support of the Russian party organization to the Cuban people. He took the opportunity to invite the Russian communist leader to the event on World Equilibrium based on the conception of Cuban national hero José Martí and the historic leader of the revolution Fidel Castro to begin in Havana in January 2023. Andreyevich, on behalf of his followers, expressed his joy to receive and exchange ideas with the Cuban party leader. "We have visited many countries in the Latin American region where we have excellent working relations, but the Russian Communist Party has an identification and commitment with Cuba," he said. Egyptian Health Minister Khaled Abdel Gaffar on Sunday welcomed his Cuban counterpart José Ángel Portal at Cairo's airport, with whom he discussed issues of mutual interest. A statement from that ministry on Facebook highlighted that Cuban ambassador in Cairo, Tania Aguiar, was also present at the airport. The agenda consists of meetings between the two parties to discuss issues of mutual interest in order to guarantee support for both countries' health care systems, the press release added. Cuba's National Electoral Council President Alina Balseiro on Sunday reported on the development of the dynamic trial in all 23,880 polling stations nationwide before the election of the delegates to the Municipal People's Power Assembly. Balseiro wrote on Twitter that the exercise would contribute to identifying problems and guaranteeing the election's success on November 27. The National Electoral Council president tweeted about the commitment and dedication of university students as supervisors of the elections and the training of more than 180,000 electoral authorities involved in the process. During the dynamic trial, participants checked communication and transportation mechanisms and reviewed the existence of patriotic symbols in the places chosen to elect the citizens, representatives, and general conditions at each polling station. And in the international agenda, we have that. After a month of blockades and losses of more than $1 billion in Santa Cruz, Bolivia awaits the end of the strike after the approval of a law of the population and housing census. According to the president of the Chamber of Deputies, Jerjes Mercado, in statements to the Bolivia State Channel TV, there is already a draft regulation that ratifies the presidential decree of the census and incorporates the redistribution of seats, which was reported to the rector of the Gabriel René Moreno Autonomous University in a meeting last Friday. The academic authority then assured that he was coming to La Paz with decision-making power, and it was expected that upon his return he would lift the measure of force together with the civics. However, that did not happen. According to Mercado, the decision was made on Sunday the 13th, and on Monday the bill that will be dealt with today in the Constitution Commission and then in the plenary session of deputies was already available. He added that its content ratified Supreme Decree 4,824 that set the census for March 23, 2024, and for September of the same year, the redistribution of co-participation sources. Meanwhile, between July and November of this year, cases of violence in education centers in Costa Rica increased 4 times, according to data from the Juvenile Criminal Deputy Prosecutor's Office released in San Jose. These statistics of that entity reflect that until last July, they recorded 1,330 cases of violence between students in schools and colleges in the country since the beginning of the school year in February of this year, while for this month, the complaints about violent acts total 2,622. The coordinator of the Assistant Juvenile Criminal Prosecutor's Office, Carolina Carvajal, pointed out to the digital news CROOI.com that this phenomenon is multifactorial, a primary factor being that they have been 2 years in which children and adolescents were in isolation. Like adolescents and minors have easy access to electronic devices and information without regulations, something that Carvajal considered another factor that affect relationships between children and adolescents. He specified that conflicts at their origin respond to many factors such as the social, family environment of the type of content they consume and social networks to which added the isolation and loss of social skills that arose during the pandemic. And this is all for today. We'll be back tomorrow with more news on the Caribbean that unites us.